And we are pleased to be joined here on this Friday edition of In Focus by Kansas State University President Richard Myers, who joins us for the hour here. We always appreciate your time, President Myers.
Brandon, I appreciate being on, talking about K-State.
Absolutely. Glad to have you in here. Did you have a good New Year?
Had a great New Year. Spent a lot of time with family and, of course, went to the bowl game. And I would say that Memphis was a good place to be. The weather was decent. Facilities were decent. People were very friendly. And I think they appreciated all the K-Staters that came down to Memphis for the bowl game.
I saw some of the you guys open up your house here on campus, too, for the holidays, for the tours.
We did for McCain, as a fundraiser for McCain Auditorium, they do a Christmas house tour, and our house was on it this year, which required actually well before Thanksgiving to start planning how you're going to decorate your house to make it attractive for people that want to come through. So my wife Mary Jo did a lot of that along with our house manager, Casey Doherty. They really turned to try to make it a good experience for people who actually donated money to McCain to be able to go on this house tour.
Very good. Well, that's good news here. And we were talking here just before the program, you're getting ready to take a trip here pretty soon.
Well, there's an alumni trip to Antarctica that we'll leave next Wednesday, be gone for 2 weeks. It's a long trip. We fly down to Buenos Aires and then down a little bit further south in Argentina, get on a ship, go across the Drake Passage, and then spend about a week exploring parts of Antarctica. So we're getting ready to pack for that right now because, I mean, it's summertime down there, so the temperatures aren't going to be just really, really cold. They say 20 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. But you're going to be out in it a lot, doing some walking and so forth. So you got to think about how you're going to dress and so forth.
Did you find a purple parka?
They issue the folks we're with issue a parka, and no, it's in fact it's this international orange, kind of like the international rescue color, and we get to keep those. So I don't think you'll see me wearing it a lot around Manhattan. I may wear it for a while, but. We get a parka, and it's not purple. We tried, actually. Can you make these purple? No, nope, they've got to be international orange. So.
Wow. Most people don't get a chance to go visit Antarctica. This is what a great opportunity this is. Who's in charge down there?
Well, it's governed by a lot of previous treaties and so forth. So it's nobody's – I mean, there are people that have, you know, scientific stations and so forth there. But there are rules for how – what you can do there. One of the things they emphasized very strongly on the cruise is we got to keep that environment pristine. So what we take ashore in our little Zodiacs has to come back to the ship. You can't leave anything on shore. And that's true for every nation, everybody that visits down there. So, yeah, it's going to be it's a continent, and it's a continent that I've not been to before, Mary Jo. I thought, well, let's go to this continent and see what's going on, see the wildlife.
Oh, wonderful. I bet you get some great pictures that down there.
I hope so. I hope my new iPhone takes some pretty good pictures. I'm not going to lug a big camera with me. We're limited on luggage, so taking a big, professional kind of camera. I just hope my new iPhone has, I'm told it has a decent camera. We'll see what I get.
All right. Well, sounds good. Right now, we're kind of in the middle here between semesters. The new semester, starts right after Martin Luther King Day, right?
Right. Well, yes. It's I think it's a week from, let me get this right, a week from this coming Monday, I think school comes back. And, it's a long break. It's been a long break for folks. And you can tell it around town, can't you? I mean, it's just, it's, there's a little bit of when all the students leave, you kind of say, oh, great, I can get a parking spot now. Without having to fight for one. But then after they've been gone about a day or two, you say, wait a minute, this is not enough activity. Let's get them back in here. So they'll be back, and there are still some here that are still doing things. Of course, faculty is still here and that sort of stuff. But I'm looking forward to when I get back, campus will be in full swing again.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, just what it's been like here so far in 2019. We did see some enrollment trends drop just a bit. What are the latest data figures showing you right now?
Well, so just to remind folks that maybe not be paying close attention, over about a year ago, we started looking at our enrollment situation and what was happening. And we started implementing, once we started implementing last fall some things that we would hope would turn our enrollment around. And by the way, this isn't just K-State. This is a nationwide trend that we're trying to work with. So we brought in a national consultant to help us understand what was going on and to give us some recommendations. And one of the things they said is that you need to increase your out-of-state marketing. So we've done that. We've tried to be very intentional on what states. We've lowered some out-of-state tuition for certain states as well to go along with those that are already in a compact that have reduced tuition for the states that they agreed to before. So we added California, we added Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas in that group, which already included places like Iowa and Missouri and Nebraska. So we're seeing some results. It's too early to tell because people can accept, but until they book their dorm rooms or they commit, it'll be a lot longer to see how this goes. But there's a few positive signs, but everything we've implemented is going to take us several years to see the results of. It's not going to turn around in 1 year. So we're in this for the long haul. We think we can turn it. We're very confident we can turn enrollment around. We've put a lot of effort to it. We've actually hired people, experts in enrollment and student success and so forth to try to turn this around. But we had some pretty good numbers last year. Enrollment was down, but our student success numbers, almost 86% freshman to sophomore retention. That compares with any university in the state. It's one of the top numbers in the state. It's a good number for any public university nationwide. So, in terms of retaining students once they get here, we've got that high rate. Our graduation rates are okay. They're like most public institutions. We want them to be higher, and so we brought people in to work on that as well. The people we brought in came into existing positions. We didn't create new positions. We saved some positions that were vacant due to retirement and brought people into to help us. So we think we've got the right people here. We've got the resources dedicated to this, and we're just going to see how it goes. We're cautiously optimistic that maybe the next fall report, next fall, will show some improvement, but it's too early to tell and too early to promise.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the retention rate there, and I imagine any college wants to have that. You get them in the doors initially here, and then some students, they find out that college is a little bit overwhelming, and maybe they don't want to continue on, but to have them continuing on is a benefit.
So 86 is about the same as KU's. It's higher than most of the other schools in the state. It's a good number. We want it to be higher, and we want to make sure that we can intervene when a student is having either financial or academic or maybe social issues. How can we intervene earlier to see if we can fix those problems for them or help them fix their problems and so they stay on and complete their degree? That's it's kind of a moral obligation. If you get them here, you get them spending money here, you'd like to see them get through the process and get a degree where they can go out and be very productive members of society. That's our obligation, and we're going to work that very hard.
And I know students, are paying more for tuition right now. I think I saw there's another rate hike going up next year. Is that right?
No, there's nothing been decided by next year. So last year, the legislature gave us one of the largest increases in higher ed for a long time, and that was $33 million to the whole Regent University system. So that wasn't just for K-State. We got our piece of that. And because of that, we kept tuition flat last year. So this year's tuition is the same as it was the year before. And this year we have an ask into the legislature for $85.3 million. $50 million of that would be for higher education. We don't know how that will go over in this legislative session. It hasn't started yet. It's a big ask, but it kind of gets us back to the level of state funding that we had before the last 10 years when we were on a pretty downward trajectory in terms of support for higher education. So we'll see, but we haven't made any decisions about what tuition will be next year. One of the things we have to get to think about when we talk about tuition is that it's really the value equation. So part of it is the cost of attendance. Part of it's also the value you get out of that. So one of the things we're really proud about is Smart Assets, a financial technology outfit, for the last 3 years has called K-State the best value in college in the state of Kansas. So we're proud of that. So that takes into account what you pay and then what your average starting salaries are when people leave school and so forth. So we've got some very good, if I were talking to a parent, I'd say, our starting salaries at K-State are the highest of any of the regional institutions, and it's a higher starting salary than the average salary in the state of Kansas. And the average salary in the state of Kansas is 18-year-olds to 64-year-olds. So, you know, right out of college, they're making more than the average Kansan because of their the knowledge and the skills they learned here at Kansas State University. So you got to think about the whole thing. Tuition is certainly a part of it. We try to keep it affordable. But our costs are going up as well, and some of those are mandated costs that we can't escape. So we have to pay.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't tuition. I saw it was room. I think maybe room and board and meal plans. Those are going up, aren't they?
They're going to go up a little bit. Yeah, and that's just inflation based. You know, yeah. The inputs there just go up a little bit. They're still very competitive, and we have a variety of meal plans, a variety of residence halls from high end to low end. So there are all kinds of options for students depending on their financial circumstances and what they want to pay for that. So we try to offer lots of options. And of course, Greater Manhattan has a lot of options in terms of housing as well. So I think we're pretty well positioned in that respect for taking care of students.
All right. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more with Kansas State University President Richard Myers when we return on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.